This is going to be Coach Scotty Montgomery.
It feels good to be in Greenville. It feels good to get ready to go actually get out in the field and see all the product of our hard work here in a few weeks. I want to start by saying special thanks to our training room. What you have to go through in the offseason to keep guys healthy and keep going. I can't say enough about what Jake was able to do. And our strength staff, Coach C, did a fantastic job of getting us to the point where we are now. We had a very productive off season. When we first got here in the strength and conditioning and the discipline and conditioning part of our strength and conditioning program, right in the spring ball, our kids were able to hold on to the goal. And then moving into our summer plan, and now fall camp and summer camp is right here on us, and they've done a wonderful job, very productive. Our staff made sure they did a good job in the offseason of continuing spring. And when I say continuing spring, I mean making sure that the development of our team mentally will continue to grow from January, February, all the way throughout July, and now we're in August. And I can see what kind of offseason we have by just the first couple of days in practice. Speaking of practice, the first couple of days of practice, it's been interesting to see. Very impressed with Philip Nelson and where he is in his development. He's done a good job of leading these guys as well throughout the summer. He has a great grasp of what Coach Peterson and the offense are trying to get done. The boost that our offense has received has definitely came from Isaiah Jones. Having Isaiah on the field has been, a huge boost for our team. Morale, whether that be offense and defense. On the other side, of course, Trayvon is coming along, and our receivers are doing well. Our backfield is something that, we all thought that we had a chance to be good at that position. Anthony Scott has been great. We announced earlier in the week that Devin Scott will no longer be a non-scholarship athlete. Devin Anderson will be a non-scholarship athlete. He will now be a scholarship athlete. He earned it. We're very, very proud of where he is in his development. Darrell Scott has had a great start to our camp. A great start. He has made tremendous strides, not only in offense, but from a physical standpoint. Coach C and Coach C's program, he looks like he is primed and ready to go. The other positions, I got to show some love to Baggett, who's came in and is taking this thing seriously about being a leader at that position, the guys that he has to teach and get better. Our offensive line has made a huge, huge transition under Coach Wade. Very proud of their development, proud of the leadership that we've been able to get from JT Boyd and Christian Dock. Would love to see us continue to grow at that position. Depth may be an issue for us as we continue to go. We got guys in now that just have to learn the playbook and mentally where we expect them to be. Moving right over to defense, not trying to spend too much time. But our defense is together. That's the one word that I will have to say about our defense right now. Coach Thompson and his staff, and they have done a tremendous job this offseason of making sure that our guys are playing for one another. I'll say that about I can tell by the development of not only our secondary, but our linebackers, our outside backers, and our defensive front, that they have had a very, very productive offseason. In our front, I think it's going to be anchored right now by Demetrius McGill and Darius Michion. I think they've done a good job this offseason getting themselves to a point where they can help us. They've graded well the first couple of days, graded well for the most part when they were out there in the spring. Like where they are, like where they're moving from. Our outside backers have grown a lot. It's Coach Thompson's position that he coaches, so it's probably the most ridiculed position that we have on our defense, which is the way that it should be if he is coaching that position. Giannis Bauer and Pratt are doing well. They're developing in our scheme very well. In our linebacker position, we have great competition going on. Jordan Williams, I would say that his offseason was probably one of the more productive that we've seen. If some of you guys pay attention to some of the things that came out, he was ranked the number 17 freak this offseason, and that's not by having a chance. He is a competitor. Look forward to seeing his development. And our secondary right now, after 2 days of ball, extremely strong. Bobby Falk and Simmons have added a dimension to our defense. We're longer, we're faster, we're after football, we're chasing. great amount of leadership coming from that position. They hold other people accountable, and it makes us feel really good when we got guys on the edges at the corner position that have played a lot of football. And that's what it's all about. We have to continue to develop this team moving forward. That's what training camp is about. That is how, you know, we grow closer as a team. And one of the things we're going to do to grow closer as a team, I think one of the key components of training camp is to develop team unity and an identity for the upcoming season. We're going to take a trip, announcing now, on August 20th, we're going to go down to Charlotte. And we're going to practice at Rocky River High School. They're going to start around 2:30, 2:45. And we're going to go and get a chance to see and show the Queen City exactly what Pirate Nation is about, and also go show a great portion of Pirate Nation in Charlotte what we're about. We plan on having an open practice there. Everybody set up in a scrimmage, kind of a scrimmage format. And we look forward to going down there and seeing our guys compete. Not only are we bringing up, taking them on the road so that we can build our team unity, but it's also an audition, if you will, for some guys to be in a foreign situation, in an away situation, and get a chance to play. And we're going to get the coaches off the field and let them go play the football that day. So we look forward to it. All in all, we've been pretty fortunate, knock on wood, from an injury standpoint. I'll answer those questions if they come up. But I'll try to keep everything as close to the cuff as I possibly can, because some of the stuff I would be guessing and speculating on, and some of the soft tissue stuff I might be guessing and speculating on, so I would rather not do those things. At this point, if you have any time, if you have any questions, I'll see if I can answer some of them.
You mentioned Phil Nelson. How has he changed? How different is he now that the competition's over and he's got the job? And you can see this as his offense.
You know, his work ethic has not changed at all. He's still competing like there's somebody trying to take his job, because guess what? There is someone trying to take his job. There's someone trying to take everyone's job. So he's competing at the same level that he's always competed at. However, now it's very clear who the leader of this team is and the leader of this offense is. He is the type of person I said before. Now when you walk into the locker room, if he sits in his locker, there can be 10 to 15 people standing around him. When he speaks, they move, they listen, they understand, but they also know that if they ever need him for anything, they can call him and they'll be able to get it from him. So that's kind of where he's changed. He knows that this is his team moving forward. He knows that he has the support of not only the coaching staff, but also the team, whether it be offense, defense, our special teams unit. They're all looking for him to be a good player for us and do things the right way. And he's embracing that.
Continue to develop, and I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag quite yet.
I'll say that, you know, in the long run, we're going to play the best people at each position. And if that comes to a guy having to learn more or do more, we like the combination of both because both of them give us position flexibility, not only physically, but mentally. They're ahead of the curve. At least both of them can play at least two positions. So when you get in those situations, we can make them fit because of their ability to know the game, know our scheme. So that'll work itself out.
Coach, how dangerous is that first game with Western Carolina, given the fact there could be a tendency to look ahead, they've got established coaching staff, they've got a lot of guys coming back. Just talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, no problem. Since we got here, the first day that we got here, we haven't looked past anything. We have focused on the day that we're here. And right now, we're focused on our training camp and today's practice, which is a very, very important practice. We're going to build and build and build and build and build right up until we play Western Carolina. Our guys are only hearing that we have a September 3rd opener. That's all that they know. It's a lot easier for people on the outside maybe to look forward, but not for us. We're hungry. We're the ones with everything. We're the ones with the chip on our shoulders. We embrace that. So as far as us looking past anybody, we're completely similarly focused on winning the game on September 3rd, getting better every single day of training camp. They are established staff. They do have a good football club. They return starters on defense, return starters on offense. We know them. We're taking a good look at them. We had a great chance to offseason study them. We have a great amount of respect for the way that the coach and the talent that they have on their team. We're not in a position. We're not that type of football club. We're not in a position to look past anybody.
Coach, when you drive down
to
your home, you were
Well, you know, in that area, and I'm not going to recruit for any of them. They're fighting against each other. That's their area. You come down here, you know, let's talk about, you know, Purple, and I'll talk about that. I can wake up a little bit easier down here and go to work because this is important. I mean, this is Pirate Nation. This is Greenville. We know how important it is, and our job is every day. Our coaches feel it, our players feel it, but we also know there's something, you know, really hard for people to come out here and play in Dallas Fitter. So when we cross over 95, you know, we know that it's all personal. We plan on continuing that all the way through Charlotte. You hear some of the things that we've done. We want to continue to grow our fan base, but it feels really good to have a home. We feel like this is home. You know, we go to the grocery store, we're home. We're not going to worry about, you know, this person or that person, this team or that team. This is home. And our kids embrace that, and they know exactly what that means. So it's really, really good to be down here. It feels good to wake up every morning knowing that you're at home.
Hey, Coach, from the blackboard to the film room to the practice field, what are some of the things you want to achieve during these first few weeks of fall camp, tangible stuff?
Well, the first thing is that the first thing we talk to our coaches about before the term and at our first meeting is that we have to make sure that we control the things that have nothing to do with talent, with zero to do with talent. Our guys have got to be present, first of all. We can't be a good football team if everybody's not punctual and not present. We have to make sure that we have a finishing mentality about us. And we gave an example yesterday. I gave an example on the winning edge. And I just put a door on the screen behind me. And it was a door that wasn't finished, meaning it wasn't stained. It didn't have any levels of polyurethane on it. And then there was a door that was finished. The question was, you know, why in the world would why are people putting up these doors to put stain on? Of course, some people say, oh, it looks better. That's not necessarily the truth. The finish that goes on is there to protect. And what we have to make sure we do is we have to protect our value system and all the fundamental rights that we've talked about since we got here. So we started and talked about finishing, all right? And we have to be a better finishing football team than we've ever been. That's directly connected to penalty discipline. That's directly connected to physical conditioning precedes anything else. And that's directly connected to us winning some fourth-quarter victories, which when we win a fourth-quarter victory, that all the credit will go to Coach C, and we can put that fourth-quarter victory up down there in the place where they work the hardest, at, in my opinion.
Danny, I know that preseason predictions and projections mean absolutely nothing. Once the game starts, but the fact that you guys picked the fifth, at least, is that motivation? Is that an opportunity? needed to overachieve? How do you look at that?
I mean, I'm human, just like the rest of our football team, just like the rest of our coaches. Is it motivation? You know, it can be, people can say it's motivation or not. Just emotionally, it hurts your feelings a little bit. This is a big boy sport. And I respect the right that people have to fix wherever they want to fix. But those same people probably haven't been with us every single day of this journey. And that's what our kids understand. This is a journey that we're focusing on. We're not necessarily focusing on destination. That pick is a destination, right? And we have to focus and be in the journey. And it is a motivating factor probably for some. I know our coaches are going to work the way they came in because they are directly connected to making sure our kids have the best chance to go out and win football games. Yeah, of course it does. You know, this is awful to read some of that stuff because we know how hard our kids work. And no one wants to be picked on there. But hey, it's up to us to change that. And the only way we can change it, we won't have anything to do with us right now. Because you know, whatever we think we are, but not what we say we are what we put on tape. So what people are saying about us now really doesn't matter that much. When we put it on tape and they say it about us, that's what it really comes down to. Thank you guys. I appreciate you coming out. I look forward to seeing you this evening.